This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are at your service, and we are Johnny Rabbit, and not just me, Rich Fellhauer is here with me right now. We're filling in today. The regular show characters are going to be presenting something special tomorrow for you, and we will be back a week from tomorrow. Rich, Happy New Year almost.
Happy New Year almost is right.
What do you got a tropical shirt on?
Well, it's my Santa tropical shirt. I was out visiting my son out in sunny California, where he reports, by the way, it's about 80 degrees out there. And they went surfing yesterday.
No.
And he sent me pictures.
I hope so.
Can you say?
You can say that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it's not as so bad today, I'll tell you that. At 12:30 today, incidentally, or thereabouts, we'll be visiting with our town's premier publisher, Josh Stevens of Reedy Press, about books, the future of books, about bookstores, booksellers, book banning, plus the latest books from Reedy, and book zines now on sale, and they're not just Samos books that they have anymore. We'll have tips for those maybe who would like to get a book published. You brought a book here today, a little booklet. What is that booklet, Rich?
Oh, this is just a directory of the various savings and loans going back over a little over 40 years in 1979.
Now, wait a minute. There are a lot of, how many are in there,
There's 29 in here.
This is in St. Louis?
Yes, St. Louis.
29 savings and loans. How many are there today?
Well, there's no local savings and loans that exist today in the St. Louis market.
Why? What happened?
They all disappeared and are either converted to banks or were swallowed up and merged into other financial institutions. So, you know, Rabbit, we've been friends a long time. I started in this in the banking business in 1966, and actually at Equality Savings, as you know, and we were still on hand posting machines. So we got our first computers in 1969.
Equality Savings Alone. On South Grand?
On South Grand there, right next to the famous Giuseppe's restaurant, which we wish was still there.
However, there is a
remnant of it out in Fenton. Giuseppe's is open, and you can go out there and get some of the good meals that we had.
Same recipes, same family people. Oh, how interesting. Right across from the old Chrysler plant?
Old Chrysler plant where that, what is it called, the Willys or whatever, that big service station with about 1,000 people.
Yeah,
the new Amazon building, et cetera. A lot of activity going on out there.
No, I was there with you, and it's not a big fancy restaurant.
They're only open for, they do mainly a catering business, and they're open for lunch every day. And but you can get a few of those things like chicken livers and
that's hard to find.
Right. And, you know, they are really still very tasty.
Oh, good. You know. Have to get out there again. I was just thinking of some of the savings: Carondelet, Community Federal, Cass, Columbia Federal, Pulaski, Lafayette, Prudential, Conservative, Farm and Home, Jefferson, Tower Grove, Public Service, and I mean, so many more over the years. And this would, the list I came up with certainly was around in the 50s. But again, why did they go away, savings and loans?
The whole banking industry changed quite a bit over the years, especially since I was in it. In the 60s and the 70s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, the savings and loan industry, the savings and loans provided mortgage loans, long-term fixed rates for people to buy their home.
Mm-hmm.
And the banks primarily catered to commercial customers, commercial loans, et cetera, and they had checking accounts and deposits. Eventually, what happened is in the 70s, you know, we got this great inflation going on right now. Well, in the 70s, we had a period just like this. It lasted from the mid-70s all the way through the early 80s, and the interest rates went as high. For instance, a mortgage rate, the highest that Freddie Mac reported, Freddie Mac being one of the mortgage-backed companies that buy up the mortgages, was 18.5%.
Wow.
So now we had periods of time where the rates went down, but over the last actually 40 years, we have been in a relatively declining interest rate for a full 40 years. And we had this most recent decline after the 2008-09 period of time where we had that housing slump. Interest rates basically went down to almost zero. And so now they're climbing back up, but the Fed's rate is still in the 2.5% range, which is still historically very low, but it is increasing. But here's what happened to it, what happened to the market. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about real estate.
Well, sure.
The way it affected the real estate market and everything else that we buy, particularly cars and any big items. So a $400,000 home, if you put down 20%, which is $80,000, and you bought it at 3%, your monthly payment would be $1,400. That was as recent as last March.
Not even a year ago.
At approximately 7%, rates are a little bit lower than that, it would be $2,128 or $780 a month
more
payment for that very same house that would have been purchased at the first of the year.
Oh, my goodness. What a difference.
Yeah, very big difference.
What should people do today? I mean,
the home is still, your home is still a good investment, and you should still... people should still want to strive for the American dream, which is home ownership. And the interest rates, as long as they stay the way they are, they can even go a little higher. It's still a good investment. The thing is over the past year or two, you know, you've heard of this seller's market.
Yes.
And I'm a realtor also, as you know. And we put a house up for sale. It would hit the market and we'd, first day or two, we'd wind up with three or four contracts, and people would be outbidding each other. The largest over list price that I received in the past year, actually, was $90,000 over the list price. I had a home in Troy, Missouri, listed at $259,000, and I had a contract for $350,000. Eventually, it closed at $320,000 because that's what it appraised for.
Mm-hmm.
But that has dried up. You're not getting multiple contracts. And we're now seeing a little bit more of the, call it price improvements, rather than, so prices, this is affecting prices and it is affecting sales. And so the real estate market has turned into a buyer's market now.
From the seller to the buyer.
So.
And what about the real estate market? I mean, there's still a lot over there. At a time when people were saying there was almost nothing for sale.
Well, that's right. But now I think we're going to have a little bit more properties on the market. People always move for various reasons.
Oh, sure.
What we're not going to see is the people who are in the first-time homebuyer home, calling that around the $200,000 or less market, and moving up to a $400,000 home, because if they have a home at 3% right now and they bought it, and now they're going to have to go and buy, if they want to upgrade, their payment's going to almost double.
Yeah.
And for to buy the same price house that they have now. So that's going to eliminate a few people from making the move just because they want to improve. There are always people that move because of job, divorces, deaths, births, et cetera. And that's probably the majority of why reasons why people move. They move to upgrade somewhat.
Sure.
Yeah.
But what about renting today? A lot of people say, I think I'll just rent rather than buy.
Well, you know, there's certainly one thing good about rent is that it's not permanent. You know, if you're living in a $2,000 a month apartment, you can move to a $1,000 apartment. You cannot do that with your home unless you sell it. And that isn't usually what people do. So there's some flexibility to that. And I would think my suggestion would be for first-time homebuyers, save and get a down payment. If you can get to the 20% down payment, that would be the best.
Is that typical, 20%?
20% is the desired rate without having to pay an additional mortgage insurance premium because you didn't have the required down payment.
Condominiums, how are they doing?
Condominiums are selling really well, too, because they provide the things that people want. And people like an easy lifestyle nowadays.
True.
And back in, I would say, the 80s, 70s, and 80s, in our particular real estate market, St. Louis market, the condos and villas and things were a very minor part, 1 or 2% of the market. I think they're now more up in the 10 to 15% of the market, and they're very desired. And, you know, we got this aging America, you know, like, we're war babies. But
Yeah, right.
But now all those other people that came after us, you know, those baby boomers, well, they're all getting in there, 65, 70. And, you know, what they're looking for is villas, condos, where they don't have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Of the upkeep, the yard, and so on. And I think there's a good market for the villas and the condos right now.
But a lot of people are going into retirement centers.
And retirement centers also, right. Right.
Well, we're going to come back and talk more with Rich Fellhauer. Rich Fellhauer, you're not a quality anymore. I was about to say that. What's the name of the company?
Arch City Realty.
Arch City Realty. We'll talk more. We want to talk about in these investors, these people who are coming in, buying up so many houses and firms advertising, we'll buy your house as is for cash. You don't have to do anything. We'll talk about that kind of thing as we continue. And then in the next few minutes, we're going to have Josh Stevens. He's the head of Reedy Press. If you buy books in St. Louis area books, and you probably are very familiar with that logo on the book from Reedy Press. So we'll be right back. It's at your service, and it's on KMOX. You're looking for the regular host of the show, you'll find him here, just not today. They have to have a day off once in a while, and I have to come here and help you with all kinds of things. I don't do the helping. I bring in fine guests like Rich Fellhauer, who is giving us all kinds of good ideas. It's scary ideas, too, but there's interest rates. Wow, what a difference. Now, what about, Rich, what about these out-of-town investors? I've read a lot of articles about them, almost like buying up whole subdivisions and things. Do they go door-to-door? How do they do this, and why are they doing it?
Well, I can tell you this as a realtor, and whenever I have a listing out there, I sometimes receive an anonymous message telling me that they want to make an offer on my house. And so let's just using an example. If I had a house listed for $200,000, they'll say, we're interested in buying your house. And they usually offer about 70% of whatever that price is. Now, that was during the time period until we got to these recent interest rates.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Rises. But and they would send in an offer, and then they always had clauses in them that could get them out of it if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. But then there's some local people here. You see, we buy ugly houses. That's an advertising firm, and you buy into that and that service. And then when people call that number, if you're signed up with them, You get that client, you go out to their house, and you make them an offer. And I've done, those are house flippers. And that would usually be a local person buying. The ones that are sending those contracts are people that have hedge fund money where they're buying up millions of dollars of property. And usually they want single families, and they turn them into either Airbnbs, if they work for that, or into rentals. And they're like the old real estate investment trust, and the idea being that, the properties were increasing and with the inflation. And the thing of this is the inflation that's going on right now isn't going to be inflation in your house value. Your house value, because of the interest rate going up, mm-hmm. is actually going to go down. Because the more people have to pay for the money to buy your home, the less home they can buy. And it's going to affect real estate values. And it will also affect the investment properties. And so what does an investor want? A return on their money. And the more the money costs them, the less they can pay you for the property.
Interesting.
So I think that's going to dry up a little bit.
Oh.
And I think that's, that all works fine when the market's churning and the interest and prices are rising, and we always think the value of your property is going to go up. A home is still a good investment, by the way.
Of course it is, and you may be reinvesting in your home, adding to it, doing something else.
Absolutely.
Make it more
improving
palatable.
It is always a good thing.
Now, what about trick deals? You were going to tell me some kind of a
trick.
Oh,
well, that's what I was going to say. For instance, everybody sees his ads for, like, Ideal will sell your property for 2% commission, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. They will sell it for 2% if they procure the buyer. However, if another agent does, then you have to pay them whatever that side of the commission. So it's only 2% if they procure the buyer. And I would say
and
that...
And do they work hard at finding a buyer? Or do they just...
Most of the time, it doesn't work that way. I would say that when I list a property for sale, the chances of me procuring a buyer myself are probably more in the 20-25% range most of the time. It's sold by other agents because you can't have clients in your back pocket just for every property
that
you have.
Right, sure.
And so generally, agents sell homes. And so people that have clients that are looking for a home, they see your home, et cetera.
Now, well, finding an agent, deciding on an agent, let's say you want to sell. No matter what, I've got to sell or I'm going to sell. How do you decide? Where do you go for an agent or a company?
Well, I would say this. Of course, I'm a realtor, and most of the real estate agents in a metropolitan area like St. Louis are members of the real estate board. What that means is that we have a slate of ethics that we stand by, a code of ethics that we stand by, and we cooperate with each other, and for instance, when you're showing a home, in order for it to be on the multi-list system, you have to be listed with a realtor. We all have Zillow, we all have Redfin, all those. They do show the properties for sale, but realtors are professionals that actually sell your home. So,
time to sell now, do you think, or to hold on?
It's not a seller's market right now. I don't think you'd want to be doing any selling unless you were had a good reason to sell.
And then what about staging a house?
Staging a house, I do it all the time. So a vacant home versus a home that's staged properly, usually it sells better and faster and far more money if it's staged.
So how do you do that?
Well, there's professionals out there that do it. I happen to use a company that's called Staging That Sells, a real nice gal named Leslie Eicher. And it's a second profession for her. And
So what does she do?
She comes into the house and walks around and takes videos of it. And then she comes back with a load of furniture and wall hangings and so on. And I would just say she just has a marvelous touch. And she's not the only one. There's professionals out there that do it. And they stage the home and it looks very nice. Now, some people... When I go to list the house, one of the things is you have to say to them, what do you need to do? I need to declutter. Most people have many more things than they ever need. And so part of it is a decluttering of your house. And I even advise sometimes people when I list their home, I'll say, hey, you know what? What we need to do is get all this stuff. If you can either move it to the garage or you can rent a pod and put some of the stuff in the garage, because some people collect lots of things.
Oh, don't they ever?
Lots of things.
Absolutely.
And I do.
I do.
I know you do.
Yeah.
And so you want to have the house as clean and neat and orderly and uncluttered as you can.
Yeah, really just common sense.
Just common
sense.
When
you get down to it. You were going to talk about Terry Thompson's brother. Terry Thompson, a great musician from St. Louis.
Great musician, yeah. You know, he's the guy that wrote For a Hole in Your Roof or a Whole New Roof, Frederick Roofing thing.
He's moved out to California.
He did, and he just moved out to California, and he's out there with his brother, Bill Thompson. Bill Thompson is famous for... farming PIMCO funds with Bill Gross, and you know, they were the largest bond trader in the world, actually, over $1 trillion in assets. And I got to visit with Bill and his wife and family, and Terry out there lives in a very nice home right next to Mark McGuire, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, right out in Laguna Beach area.
Dining out? You're going out today somewhere?
No, I think that we're having the meal that we were going to have yesterday, which is some roast turkey. So
why didn't you have it yesterday?
Well, we did have some, but I'm having it again today.
Oh, my gosh. It must have been a big turkey, I'll tell you. Any plans for dining out this week? Where do you usually go? I was thinking George May and I were talking about food earlier.
Well, you know, one of my favorite restaurants is Favazza's. I know the Favazza's and love them. And
right there in Southwest and Marconi in the Hill.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And I usually go there. Of course, Charlie Gito's always good. Really good
food.
The
one on Shaw?
Either one. They had one out there in Chesterfield, too. I think on Clarkson, I'm not sure. And but I, that would be one of the places. So
good. So well, it sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Rich, very much for being here. It's very nice of you. And you gave me some good information.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. We're at your service, and this is KMOX. And what we're going to do is talk about books. Reedy Press. That's the company. That's the company in St. Louis as far as books are concerned, as I feel. Josh Stevens is the head of Reedy Press. Who are their authors? What are their books about? And they don't have just St. Louis books. They have books from all over the country. We'll get more of that information. Tom Ackerman will have an update in the news here in the next few minutes, and we'll have a lot more on KMOX. It's the show. It's at your service. And this is Johnny Rabbit. Oh, incidentally, we've got a lineup of just a few of the people coming up on At Your Service next week. From 10 to 1 on KMOX, Vivian Gibson is going to be making a return about her book, The Last Children of Mill Creek. Steve and Lisa Pierre, about their restaurant business called Have a Cow Cattle Company. Where is it? What is it? Why is it? What do they do? What is their philosophy? It's most interesting. And we'll have the author and TV personality, John Brown, John W. Brown. Many people will know him for many years at KTVI in St. Louis. And for the books that he has written, he's also an inventor. We'll talk to him next week. Ed Wheatley will be on. We're going to talk about St. Louis sports history. I know the Browns will be a big subject in that, and there'll be more that's next week. But right now, we have with us our town's premier publisher. It's Josh Stevens, and the crowd goes wild. Oh, my gosh. Josh, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having
you
me.
You look good.
It.
Those new glasses? I like them.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to look a little more sophisticated.
I see.
Seems to be working out.
Look, sophistication. Reedy Press. Reedy Press is the name of the company. And as I said before, I mean, if you buy books about St. Louis, the chances are it's going to have that little logo on there, that Reedy logo. That's how I find all my books. The first thing I look for, and there it is. How many? When did it start? When did Reedy Press start?
We started at the tail end of 2003. As a concept, and then our first books came out in 2004. So
what,
we did a book.
What was your first book?
St. Louis German Catholics.
Oh, my gosh.
By Father Faraday.
Oh, yeah.
The late,
oh,
great Father,
yeah,
Faraday. He was very prolific. And so,
yes, he was.
It was kind of more of a scholarly history, but it was a social history as well. So that got us going. And then we did a history of desegregation in St. Louis schools.
Oh,
to follow up. And those two books were both essentially contract books, but then we started publishing our own from there.
What do you mean a contract book?
Well, when we started the company, my business partner and I both had come out of the Missouri History Museum, and we published books for our own museum and then also for smaller museums. And so when we left the History Museum, the idea was that Reedy would publish books for small museums that lack publishing infrastructures, like exhibit catalogs and commemoratives.
Oh, yeah.
And so we started doing mainly histories of cities, schools, some exhibit catalogs. Those were harder to come by, but it was mainly where people hired us to do the books.
Interesting. Now, I'm noticing on your website recently, I didn't realize how far out you go from St. Louis. It's not just St. Louis anymore. It's a lot of other places. A lot of other, what other cities are you?
We're all over the country now. You're still very local.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do a book on Provo, Utah, it's very specific to that town and that region. And
well, how did that happen? Provo, Utah,
yeah,
all the places.
So it started in 2013, we published a book called 100 Things to Do in St. Louis Before You Die.
Yeah, I remember that very well.
Kind of a late add to a spring schedule. And the book was successful, and so we decided to try it in other cities. And before long, we had Dallas, New York, and then added Chicago, various others. And I think we're in, by the end of 2023, we'll be in over 150 cities.
My gosh.
We keep updating them as well. So.
Oh, that's great. Now, these are, what, 4x6?
Five and a half by eight and a half. 160 pages.
All about the same.
Organized by subject matter. And they're just short little essays on different places around town that are...
And you update them.
And we update them because, of course, things go out of business or Yeah. Different ideas.
Not long ago, we had Joe DiGregorio here with his book on the Hill, but it's a book zine.
Yeah, book zine. We started this walking tour series that's visual as well, and we decided that was a good format rather than just having kind of standard narrative paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done books on Main Street, St. Charles, The Hill, of course, with Joe, Kirkwood, and a variety of others.
Hannibal, I think.
Hannibal, that was fairly recent. And then we have more coming out.
These books are designed for people to as a guide.
Yeah, to actually take them out and walk around.
And it'll walk here, walk there, or ride, or whatever the case may be, to see the sights and a little information on them. It's a really good idea. And then you, of course, have the so-called coffee table books.
We do. Typically, they're sports books, but sometimes they're general history as well. We just did one on the Blues with sports writer Dan O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
We've done several with Ed Wheatley.
Oh, yeah.
And you know him well.
Yep.
We did a history of Tower Grove Park for their 150th anniversary with Amanda Doyle, who's a longtime Reedy author and one of our best. And we just did one as well called Soccer Made in St. Louis, which is an update of a book we published about 10 years ago.
Well, that's very timely.
Very timely. World Cup, and then, of course, the start of the new franchise.
Now, how many copies does a typical book sell? They like the book of zine? What would that...
It's a great question.
10,000 copies?
We would love that. That would be really good. usually, we print 2,000 to 3,000 copies on average. And we, of course, hope to sell through and then to reprint. Doesn't always work that way, but that's kind of the beauty of traditional publishing. It's whatever the market will dictate. So,
and then what about one of these big books? How many copies would they typically sell? I'm talking about these heavy coffee tables, more expensive, like $35, $40,
exactly.
$50.
So those are harder sell because they are more expensive.
Yes.
They sell well this time of year. And we've had, some not sell as well as others, but then we've had some go into multiple runs because usually with coffee table books, they're risky. You won't find many out there or that other publishers are attempting.
Mm-hmm.
So our book, Lost Treasures of St. Louis, which is a nostalgia book, I think has sold 10,000 copies.
Wow, that did. Wow,
so, which is a lot for us.
Who wrote that book?
That was Cameron Collins. The help of Greg Romberg, who's a local collector and one of your friends, I think.
Oh, yeah. Very good friend. Very, very good guy. He has a wonderful museum. I guess you've been to his.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Romberg's museum is the Antique Warehouse, which never opened to the public. Very interesting. It's a private museum. But if you want to look in on it, you can go to the website, antiquewhs.com. Antiquewhs.com. And also look for Inside St. Louis here. I've written dozens of stories. Historical perspectives of restaurants and the buildings they're in or the neighborhoods they're in. And it doesn't cost anything to do that, but unfortunately you can't see the museum itself. Now, we'll be back here in a moment, but I wanted to talk to you now, not just about the current books, but the warehousing of books. You had that terrible fire. We have to talk about that. And books that you're planning for the future are things that are coming to mind.
Sure.
So stick around. And because Josh Stevens is going to stick around, and we're going to talk about Reedy Press, and we're doing this here on KMOX. Tom Ackerman is sticking around. He will be back with the news at 1 o'clock on KMOX. And then, once again, just a reminder, I'd love to have you come back next Monday. I'll be on again from 10 to 1 with several guests. And as I said, that will include Ed Wheatley. So I think you'll find it an enjoyable program. This is KMOX. Johnny Rabbit at your service. We are at your service, and I am Johnny Rabbit, and you've just tuned in. Who's with him? That's Josh Stevens over there with his brand-new glasses. He's looking so sophisticated. Looks like Clark Kent. And then you'll change into Super Reedy before. Like, Reedy Press is his company. Reedy, the publishing company in St. Louis. And I've just got to ask you about booksellers. I hear that the shops are coming back, bookshops are returning, that there's a revival. I mean, I'm talking about a nationwide thing, not necessarily St. Louis.
Yeah, I think we've definitely seen evidence of that. I think people feel better about shopping at local stores.
I think so.
And product tends to be more curated there. We've also sold more to boutique stores these days.
What do you mean by that?
Like gift shops and home accent stores and places that sell a variety of merchandise. And again, everything's carefully curated and they don't constantly look to turn inventory over. So it helps us a lot.
I bet it would. And that's a great. How do you get these accounts? Do you have a sales team that goes out or people?
We do. They don't really go out as much. It's mainly phone and email. But it is a process. It's a lot harder cultivating those individual accounts as opposed to going through wholesalers or distributors on everything. So
if you were to suggest, and I hope you do, where can people buy books in St. Louis? If they wanted to see them, physically see them, what stores, shops or stores or departments?
Novel Neighbor is a store that we do a lot with.
That's in Webster?
In Webster.
On Big Bend, I think?
It is. Main Street Books out in St. Charles. Neighborhood Reads all the way out in Washington, Missouri. Left Bank, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Subterranean.
Down in Del Mar.
Webster Groves Bookshop that just reopened. And as far as gift stores, Abigail's Boutiques over on Southampton.
Oh, in Hampton,
sure. In our neck of the woods.
I didn't know they had books in there.
Yeah, they do. And then Christopher's Home Accents.
Oh, yeah, Kirkwood. Customer.
So, and I apologize to anyone that I'm forgetting.
Yeah, well.
Top of my head. But, of course, then, you know, Barnes & Noble. Different Barnes & Nobles, and then Schnucks as well.
So, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Not in all, but in, I would say, the majority. So,
now, what about authors today? Who do you have? Who are the current authors that you're working with? Or do you have, you mentioned a couple of people.
So our spring roster will include Patrick Murphy, longtime producer at Channel 9.
Yes.
He's doing a book called Places to Pray, and it's on holy sites in Missouri.
In the state of Missouri. Good.
It's a guidebook. It's,
now, he just had that book for last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, Irish in St. Louis.
Yeah.
So he's a regular, and we want to keep it that way.
Yeah. He's a really great guy. Really nice person, too.
Yeah, and then we're doing a timeline of the construction of the arch, and that's by John Gunther.
Oh, yeah. John Gunther, a very good friend. I've talked to him 3 or 4 times a week.
Okay.
And then some programs together at the Missouri History Museum.
Right. He's a prolific speaker. That's great.
And he's working very hard on those books, too. I mean, he's really dedicated to it.
Yeah. So we also have a few Cardinal books aimed at kids. Ed Wheatley's doing one, kind of a bookazine.
Mm-hmm.
It's called St. Louis Cardinals, Everything You Need to Know. And then we're doing a second edition of a book for young readers on Stan Musial.
So, good.
And we're going to update that one a bit. And then Jim Merkel is working on kind of a travel log. It's called Walking South City.
Right.
And
he's been working on that for quite a while.
I think
now.
You helped him with some.
I don't know if I helped him. I gave him some information. I don't know. He made us, I don't like that stuff. But so, yeah, we'll have to get him on the air sometime. We haven't for quite a while.
Yeah, so that's unique because it's more narrative. And it talks about what he encounters as he's walking through and talks about the history of some of the businesses and neighborhoods. So excited about that one.
He does a good job.
And then we are doing a coffee table book on African-American St. Louis. Calvin Riley is the lead author.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, has that museum.
Yeah, the George Vachon House.
Yes. How's he doing?
So that'll be great. He's really an amazing person because he has a collection at that museum that he curated personally. Going to garage sales and
oh my gosh,
other little vendor fairs and whatnot, and it's a great place. There's really nothing like it. There's more three dimensionals, I think, at that museum.
Mm-hmm. Where is the museum? Places. I've not been there.
It's on Millionaire's Row. It's a converted funeral home, actually.
So what, St. Louis?
I think it's St. Louis Avenue.
St. Louis Avenue. Yeah.
So, not far from one of your. Favorite stops.
Ah, yes, Crown Candy, home of the Johnny Rabbit banana malt.
Right.
You got to go. Yeah, need it today. It's there. Yeah, but, so that's coming out when?
That'll be late spring. We're still assembling that one. Coffee table books tend to be a little more complicated.
Who does the photography for that? Do you have a house photographer or someone
We do some staff photography. Then we'll hire out occasionally, and then we'll use sources like Getty. And For local books, Missouri History Museum and the State Historical Society.
What do you have to pay for these things? If you wanted to put a picture in a book and you wanted from Getty, for example.
Yeah, we have to pay an annual subscription. And so that allows us to buy most of their collection at a fairly reasonable rate, let's say $25 to $50. And the reason why we invest in that subscription is we do so many sports books.
Sure.
And for contemporary sports, you can't beat their collection.
Interesting.
But
Interesting.
The History Museum has actually become affordable, very affordable. You more or less just pay a processing fee there and a few other places. But it's always kind of a scavenger hunt looking for photos, finding people that may happen to have some or photographers.
I bet it would be, sure.
Yeah, so it's
always... Now, we just had A.J. Medlock from the State of Missouri, okay. Historical Society here, or they have a lot of photographs.
They do, and we've sourced their images frequently. So,
and I know when I was looking for a program I was doing in Gaslight Square, and I've gone to the History Museum at Mercantile Library, etc.
Yeah,
and then I went to the State. They had 1,400 something pictures of Gaslight Square.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was a bonanza because most people had 25 pictures.
Right. Yeah. With Gaslight Square, you're hoping to find the collection of a photographer that spent a lot of time there at important moments.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
yeah, we've unfortunately had those photographers through the years in St. Louis. Yeah, not many, like about a half dozen that you'd see their name coming up. Amo Bowl, Paul Piaggi. There were various ones like that were just very busy, very active, sort of documenting the city.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Peter Parisi's Worldwide Magazine?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan.
And he was a great guy. I knew him very, very well. I actually hired him to come to St. Louis, and he was working in Springfield, Massachusetts at WHVY. Yeah. And those Worldwide magazines are great to forget what he's talking about. Don't even listen to it. Yeah. To look at the pictures, to look at the street scenes, driving down Cherokee Street or going over some bridge or something.
No doubt. Yeah. The intersection of Grand and Gravois, he had an episode where he just stopped people driving and they would pull over occasionally and he'd have conversations about what life was like in those places. Yeah. And, of course, he'd get his colorful characters.
Oh, yeah. So he had some
crazy
characters.
Things, and that's what the show is all about.
I assume those are on YouTube. I don't even know.
I think
Worldwide Magazine.
And you see him on social media as well.
Ah, so something to look at sometime about St. Louis. Well, we've got about 20 seconds. Okay. What if somebody wants to get a book published? Can they come to you and say, I've got an idea for a book?
They can, but just make sure it fits with what we do. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I ask is that... We publish local interests, historical books, guidebooks, sports.
Okay. Well, keep that in mind.
But yeah, you can find us by email and on the website, readypress.com.
Yeah, there's a lot of good information on there about all the things that you're doing. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Very much.
Appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Josh Stevens is there. Well, Tom Ackerman is already with the news, and we'll be back a week from today, and I hope you can be here for it. This is Johnny Rabbit, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.